So I run Greenhithe Youth Collective, which is an organisation which runs youth events in Greenhithe. We aim to upskill youth and provide a safe space for young people to connect and make friends and get to learn more about themselves. Youth work interests me and it's become my passion because when I was a young person, I didn't really have someone to look up to. I didn't have, I guess, a role model or a mentor. And I feel like I could have really benefited from, I don't know, like an older woman or just someone who was a few years older than me, just to give me advice or someone who I could turn to if I was upset. Just someone to help guide me through my teenage years, I guess. And because I never had that, I feel like I had, I don't know, maybe a more difficult time growing up. I didn't feel like I could talk to anyone, didn't feel close to any adults, and I feel like I could have really benefited from someone being there for me, and now I try to be that older person for the young people in their life and try to be that friend that young people feel like they can go to and not feel like it's all big scary adult, you know, just like someone who wants to do life with them.
And tell me about the Greenhithe Youth. What are they like?
Oh, they're awesome. I love them so much. They each have such unique personalities to them. Not one of them is the same. They all bring so much joy to each other and to me. And I've loved seeing them grow up and see who they've become. Because I used to babysit a lot of them. And so I've seen them sort of finish primary school and then the junior high school. And now they're coming along, old enough to come along to youth events. And just seeing them grow up into the person they're becoming is just really nice to see. Yeah, I'm so proud of each of them, actually. So youth work isn't just making an event and hoping people will come and be interested, you know. Youth want people to build relationships with them. Like, that's what they really need. And then they come to the events and they're, yeah, like, we started off small and we might only have 2-3 kids come. And then as we built relationships and they brought their friends and then we built relationships with them and now we have, you know, 20 kids come to an event and that's just mainly built on relationships. Mm-hmm. Youth work is relationships. You can't do youth work without it. When you remember a young person's name, makes such a difference, a huge difference. Like if a young person comes for the first time and you may have met them before, you know, at the lounge or at school, and you're like, hey, you know, and you say their name, just the expression on their face and they're like, wow, like they remembered me. I was worth remembering. You can really tell. It really like leaves an impact on the young person. I used to live in Greenhithe and I've just fallen in love with the community. I love the churches here. I love the friends I've made and friends who have turned into family. I don't know, my heart's sort of in Greenhithe. At the moment though, it is very expensive to live here because of the house prices. I'll be back when we can afford something. Hopefully we'll buy a house here or buy a plot of land and yeah.
Would you like to build?
My husband's a builder, so he wants to build a house. We'll see what happens. This area is just filled with some of the kindest people I've ever met in Auckland.
Georgia, what were you doing before this?
I've moved from Australia in January. So I moved from Brisbane area, South Queensland, and I came to do an internship at Shawgrace Community Church. So I'm the ministry intern there. Yeah, and so I've been doing things like worship, the youth programs, young adults program, but I've also been on the side teaching guitar and piano to community kids in Greenhithe as well. Creativity is really where my heart is at, young people and creativity and music and things. So the Greenhithe Community Trust gave me the opportunity to be a youth facilitator just recently. The youth group, the church's youth group, is called Collins Youth. We kind of have a synergy between Collins Youth and Greenhithe Youth Collective. Or a couple times a term, Collins Youth and the Greenhithe Youth Collective come together and do events together. So just recently we did stargazing, the Mariki stargazing event at the Stardome. I love Greenhithe. I think such a strong sense of community that I've never felt in past places that I've lived. Definitely very unique kind of situation. I feel really at home. I have lots of different families from the Greenhithe community around me who've just made me feel really at home, especially during the lockdown period, which was interesting being away from family for so long, but definitely feel like I have a second family here, which has been really lovely. I had a choice of going home, but I really felt called to Greenhithe and to the church community. I've really felt, yeah, called to be a part of this community and this part of the world for now. So I didn't want to go home and you know, lose those connections and feel like I hadn't really fulfilled the purpose I came to fulfill. Mm-hmm. So I decided to stay, and yeah, it's been really worthwhile, and I'm glad that I made that choice. It's kind of been like a learning curve for me. Is I've always been somebody who's always been, you know, very future bound and always looking to the next thing. And this current season that I am is teaching me to be more present and to live my day and kind of follow whatever the day brings and whatever is set out before me in that current present time, which has been a really great learning curve. And I think being present with the people that you're with and doing the things that you're doing right now is so essential to living a purpose-filled life. I think that's been a really awesome learning curve. Yeah, I'm not really sure what the next couple of years looks like for now, and I'm learning to be okay with that.